Into My Arms, written by Kylie Ladd and read by Casey Withers. Hamish felt Jess jump up from where she was lying on his feet and knew that Skye was in the building. Skye was the only one she got up for. He always wondered how Jess knew, with the entrance to the gym along the corridor and down four stairs. Could she smell Skye even from that distance? Or was there something about the way Skye came to work, banging the door, hurrying in, invariably a few minutes late? "Who's coming, girl? Who is it?" he asked the border collie, now standing by his desk watching the door. Jess waved her tail in response, but wouldn't be drawn into turning round for a pat. Funny how Skye was her favourite, though she only saw her at the gym and on weekends. Hamish was the one Jess lived with, after all, and had done since she was 6 weeks old, when Skye had given her to him to mark their first anniversary. At the time, he'd been annoyed and hadn't bothered to hide it. "A puppy? God, Skye, I can't look after a puppy," he'd protested when she thrust the squirming bundle into his arms. "Yes, you can," she'd replied, unperturbed. "She can keep you company while you're studying, and you can take her with you when you go for a run. I thought she could also have her own spot at the Y, seeing as you're there so much. We'll get her a basket, keep it at reception. I'm sure Ian won't mind." Ian, of course, had minded, and pointed out that he was running a fitness centre, not a pet shop. Still, 2 months later, when he left for another position and Hamish was promoted to assistant manager, the dog had moved into his office with him and somehow became a fixture around the place. "See," Skye had said, "I told you it would all work out. You're too pessimistic sometimes." Hamish had been tempted to tell her that next time she wanted to surprise him, maybe she could just take him out for dinner, but he'd bitten his tongue. It had worked out. Jess spent her days at the Y with him, lay on his feet while he juggled staff rosters or studied, and was always waiting for him, thumping her tail, when he got home after his uni classes at night. She was used to having him around, and it bothered him to imagine leaving her on her own all day next year once he'd finished his degree and secured the sort of job where dogs weren't allowed in the building, but he pushed the thought from his mind. Skye burst through the door, her gym bag over one shoulder. "Sorry I'm late," she said, bending down to fondle Jess's ears. The dog arched her back ecstatically at the attention. Skye straightened up and glanced at the clock over Hamish's desk. "Actually, I'm not that late," she amended. "Not for me, anyway." "Not for you," Hamish agreed, standing up from his desk and coming around to kiss her. "You're not changed yet, though." "Too hard at school," she said, setting her bag down and pushing Jess away as the dog took the opportunity to lick her face. "My class took forever packing up, so I didn't have a chance." "Hey, talking about school, the weirdest thing happened to me today. What have you done to your hand?" Hamish cut her off, noticing the white bandage against Jess's dark fur. "Are you okay?" "Just an accident in class." Skye held it out to show him. "I told the school what to order before I started, but then forgot that that meant everything would be new and sharp, not like my stuff at home. The tile clippers got me. I'll have to wear them down somehow before I hand them out to the kids, or else they'll all end up missing digits before we've got anything on the wall." She wanted him to laugh with her, Hamish knew, but there wasn't anything to laugh about. Any sort of cut was serious. "How are you going to teach?" he asked. "You won't be able to do anything with your hand like that. You should have rung me. I could have called Vanessa or Louise to take your class." He sighed. "Technically, you shouldn't even be spotting with your hand like that. And what about helping them with their back walkovers or whatever it is they're up to?"